I don't know if you've heard any rumblings there, Dino, but...
No, I would think...
It might be a space odyssey if he gets there.
Yeah. He's a $51 chance in the JJ Atkins.
Fair chance right. I might run at Flemington Saturday, but, that's just...
Okay. Ronnie?
Yes, Kurt.
Mate, wherever Quacker Jack's going next, how about this for form, if anything's form to go by? Virudino won the last there on Saturday. Brave Song that comes second. Military Zone that comes second there. What about that for trial form, Ronnie, for Quacker Jack? To mention how good he's going on his own.
Yeah, there's a race for him. He trialled again this morning. He ran second to Erythea, so that was a pretty fast trial. So he's ticking along nicely as a gelding.
Mm, good on you, Kurt. Time's
Thanks,
on.
Kurt.
Got a, yeah, how was that, Josh? You'll need
he
a Bex
me.
And a good lie down
yeah.
now.
I reckon it was fantastic.
Personally. Yeah. Kurt won, Fleming nil. He's got me there.
Oh, he'll be back again next week. Don't worry about that. He did get you.
He did.
I've got this coming in. Hey, TK, Mondays are my weekends. Any chance any of the boys have Wonder back today to top up my tab account? Thanks, Panda Lewis. Have we got something anywhere today for Panda?
I haven't done Mildura, but I have done Sale tomorrow, and there's a horse, I think it's about $5.50 with tab.com.au called Outboard
Not
Motors
long.
In race 6 tomorrow.
Outboard Motors?
Sale.
Outboard Motors, race 6 tomorrow at
race
Sale.
Race 6, number 6.
Yeah, $5.50.
Yeah, $5.50.
Yeah.
Race right. 6, number...
For the next 60 seconds,
Well, there's no one backed it at the moment. No, there's $0 invested on it so far to... Oh, no, there's 105 on it today, so they must have given it a twist in because there's nothing...
Someone might have got $6 when we were doing the show earlier.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, that's okay.
107, there we go. There's the first 40. Thank you very much.
Now, one apart... Well, one to follow out of the meeting or out of the weekend for you, Dino?
TK, that's a very good question that you ask. I should know by now that that's the question you're going to ask.
Well, you're giving us one tomorrow anyway, race 6 at Sale.
I have. Queen Annabelle out of race 5. She's only an ordinary off-season mare, but she's just underdone on Saturday. Loomed up to win, didn't win, but she'll win pretty soon, Queen Annabelle.
Queen Annabelle, that's out of Caulfield on the weekend. What about you, Ronnie?
Now with the listed racing and grip racing out of the road in Sydney and Libertini out of the road, Regimental Ban will go... Might go bang-bang in a couple of two-year-old races in Sydney.
There you go, runner-up there on the weekend as well. Glenn?
Organza, she trialled really, really well before she resumed in the Dark Jewel. She went well. She wasn't beaten all that far. She was placed, but her second-up record is 4 goes second up. She was first up Saturday. 4 goes second up for 3 wins and a second. So be on her next start. And Outboard Motors now 642 by 301, 669 by 302.
Take it on.
And make it 650.
Yeah. Josh, have you got one for us?
Look, TK, Munsey mentioned this filly before, Intrigue, in the market for the Oaks. She didn't go round over the weekend, but she's racing up here at the Sunshine Coast on Wednesday, and she should be able to win that three-year-old race over 2,200 metres. So I think she'll win on Wednesday, and then she'll head towards better races. She went round in a bracelet behind Winning Ways, who's high up in the market for the Oaks. But not necessarily one to follow from the weekend just gone. She went round to the Gold Coast the week before, but she should win up here on Wednesday, Intrigue.
Ronnie, I thought Wagner was desperately unlucky on the weekend at Scone. So thanks to Ronnie Duffy, thanks to Glenn Munsey, thanks to Josh Fleming joining us right throughout the
thanks,
carnival
boys.
And always Dean Lester as well. That's Punters Post-Mortem. We're back again next Monday morning where we're going to be looking at all things across all the states as far as racing is concerned. It's now 6 minutes after 10, news and sporting headline time with Madison Clare.
Good morning, Madison Clare Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Two stepbrothers remain in hospital, one fighting for life with a suspected self-inflicted gunshot wound after a Mother's Day celebration turned bloody on a New South Wales property. Police were called to Bingleburra in the New South Wales Hunter region at around midday yesterday following reports two men had been shot in a domestic incident. The actions of New South Wales police have sparked outrage at last night's A-League semi-final in Sydney when a father and his three children were evicted from the stadium. Police were called after security claimed that a man disobeyed seating protocols. But the father says he was just trying to take his disabled daughter to the nearest accessible toilet. And Labor remains in the box seat to win the federal election in 5 days' time, with Bill Shorten receiving a boost to his personal rating. The latest news poll shows the campaign race remains tight, with the coalition lifting its primary vote to 39%. But Labor still leads by 51 to 49% on a two-party preferred basis, with its primary vote also up slightly to 37%. Making headlines in sport this morning, South Sydney are second on the ladder on for and against alone after a 32-16 win over the Cowboys. The Roosters are on top but did it the hard way, with the NRL's magic round turning into an injury nightmare. The Roosters losing Boyd Cordner, Latrell Mitchell and Daniel Tupou in their 30-24 win. Cordner is unlikely to play this week. The Roosters are confident, though, Tupou has not suffered any serious damage from a neck injury. And the finishing line is in sight for Sydney FC captain Alex Brosk, but the veteran striker remains intent on going out with a bang. His quality strike in yesterday's 6-1 A-League semi-final romp over Melbourne Victory was one of the highlights of the win. Sydney FC now heading into the grand final. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio talks international racing every night. Catch a cavalcade of thoroughbred racing from Europe as we count down to Royal Ascot in June. Plus, there's greyhound racing from the UK. Find all the markets for every race heard on Sky Sports Radio at tab.com.au.
50 months interest-free store-wide at Harvey Norman. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Get what you want now and pay later. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only. 50 months interest-free available now. In-store and online. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023 at Harvey Norman.
Your next bet is as easy as 1-2-3, or 2-1-3, or 1-3-2, or 2-3-1. The Tab's made 1-2-3 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 1-2-3 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to STAB and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio keeps you up to date with all the latest in harness racing. Every weekday morning, hear from harness racing's newsmakers. Plus, get the latest mail on the day's action. Monday to Friday from 10:30, get on the pace with Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At 11 past 10, we've got racing today at Taree. Helen Sinclair is there. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Sean.
How's the day look at Taree today?
It's a magnificent day, Sean. It's sunny and fine, no wind at all. It's just a beautiful, beautiful day.
Fantastic. Now, the track, how have you rated that?
It's a good four. We had 2.5 mils of rain overnight, which has just been perfect, and it'll race as a good four. The rail is in the true position.
All right, and that track's a ripper there at Taree. It's a beauty to race on.
Oh, my gosh, it's a wonderful track. As we can see by the fields, we've got all four fields today. We had to split a race. We've got 8 races. Very good quality horses and trainers travelling from a long way away.
Fantastic. Well, have a great day, and we wish you all the best. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you, Sean.
Helen Sinclair and Taree. It is 11 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Gary Cleese is going to find the winners for us today. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, Sean. Yeah, dead on. And Helen couldn't have been any more exact. It's just an absolute picture-perfect day and big fields, tracks in good order. So it's made for a good day's racing. Doing a good job this track and doing a lot of racing over the last 18 months and holding up really good, mate.
And a big day today for 1R Thompson, 61 today, RT. It's his birthday.
Just said to Shane, my cameraman, I said, somewhere I heard it in the last couple of days that Robert Thompson's birthday today, so... Yeah, what an absolute marvel, absolute champion guy, and our industry thrive off him. He just doesn't change, and his riding doesn't change, Sean. He puts him into a position, his game, he's got more heart than anyone, and get in and have a go. And, you know, he's just an absolute champion guy and a top rider, and just Yeah, I don't know how many years he's going to keep going, but anyway, he's the one that'll do that.
Get a couple of jungle juices into you tonight, Robert, you'll be right.
He gave you a bottle one day, and I don't think he woke up for 2 days.
He's giving me a bottle every time I see him. I said, you'll send me son blind to this.
God.
No, RT, you know you're getting old when the candles cost more than the cake, mate. That's the way we're in these days.
God.
Now, the first today, one Canford Mix 750, two Collision 51. Three follow our dream 10, four Spanish missile 23, five out, six all a lady 101, seven's out, eight for the NS 26, nine golden eclipse 26, 10 Jazette $1.65, 11 Schengen 26, 12 the crimson idol 9.50, 13 the time warp 14, 14 Yulong Jupiter 18, 15 a letter 61, 16 out, 17 Miss Piper Rose 34 and 18 out, favoured 165, number 10 Jazette.
Yeah, there's not a lot of moves here. Jazette stayed around that 165 all the way. Kingford Nigger at that 750 and Crimson Idol. Little bit of a move for the street follower out dreams. $10 out to $11. Back into $10 at the moment. But 10, 3, 12, 14 for me. And I'm with the favourite here, Jazette. She had two starts last preparation this filly. She went to Canterbury. She was beaten 3.9 when running sixth, and five winners come out of the race. And she went to Newcastle, beaten a length. And four winners come out of the race. So she resumes. Chris Lees has got her. Two solid, soft trials. She was never off the bridle and looked a lovely big filly in the trials. Probably it's not the ideal gate, 12 Alley, but he runs her here. And I think she's only got to run up to her old form and run up to her trials to be hard to beat. I've got three follow our dream. He was formerly trained by Matty Dunn. He's now in the Matty McCudden stable. He's in a good yard. They haven't run for 5 months. They haven't trialed him. Tongue tie goes on. First time he was placed 3 out of 6 last preparation. In fairness, they were over 1,300, 1,400 and 1,600 metres and even 1,800 metres. But just on the fresh side here, it could be the horse that could get back and really get to the line strong. 12 the Crimson Idol, only lightly raced. I loved the run on debut when running fourth at Newcastle, and then she went back and improved off that running third at Musselburgh, beaten 1.6. So she's an improving filly in a good yarn. And one down the bottom, the 14 Yulong Jupiter from the Neil Godbolt yard at very big odds. I like the way she got back worse than midfield on a rain affected track. Track got 3 and 4 wide at Port Macquarie, and her best work was the last 150 metres. And she ran 4th and 6th last preparation. This is her first run for Neil, but 9 winners came out of those races last preparation. So at the odds, I give her a chance around the multiples. 10, 3, 12 and 14 in race one.
Okay, now the second event, 1 Bugger Lugs, 280, 2 Tough Case, 7, 3 Lady Animalia, 6, 4 Ramrod, 14, 5 Looking at Time, 151, 6 Firefly Poppy, 850, number 7 Danganresher, 81, 8 Double Essie, 151, 9 Forever Jude, 10, 10 Little Funny Bunny, 81, 11 Nardini Song, $7, 12 Salio, 850, and 13 Varani, $12. Favourite 280, 1 Bugger Lugs.
Yeah, he was 260 earlier on, and then he went 270. Now he's 280. Lady Amamalia, $8 into $6 for 3. And Tough Case is $6 out to 7. Nardini Song, just a little drift out of that $7 mark. So not a lot of moves here. Look, I'm with the toppy. I'm 1329. He's an improving horse. He didn't show up last preparation. Obviously, he had a little bit of growing to do and developing to do. But Christian Buchanan, like she normally does, gives these horses time. And his last two runs had a lot of improvement. He's run 4th at Musselbrook, beaten 1.5. He's come from 13 gate, and he's come from the 11 gate at Musselbrook 10 days ago and worked hard off the gate, beaten 1.5. So he gets probably a little bit better gate here, but he just looks the horse that's going to keep improving. And 1,400 looks ideal for him. 3 Lady in Amalia, she's only had the one start. She went to Musselbrook over the 1,280. I got a long way out of it down. Got back to near last down the back and made ground late, beaten 2.5. over the 1,280. So she gets to the trippy today, 14. I'd say that run would bring her along. Too Tough Case. So he's only lightly raced this guy. James Berry's got him at Musselbrook. He's only had two starts. Now, he trialled really good before he debuted. Obviously, he needed that run when he debuted at 1,200 metres. And then he took him to Mudgee, and he led me with a little bit green down the back. And he had a good kick down the running, and they grabbed him the last 200 metres, but he fought on, beaten 2.9. So he could be a little bit of an improver. And 9 Forever Jude, a 2-year-old taking on older company. But I'll tell you what, I like the way he got back at Kempsey over 1,200 metres. Like he was slow to begin. No idea going down the back, but he really hit the line hard to get up and run third and stood him ground. Probably not easy to do a 2-year-old going into open maiden 1,400 metres. But he might be the little horse that can improve off that last run. 1329 in race 2.
Third event, one out. Number two, hashtag Viking is 260. Three, Autumn Rain, 250, four out. Five, Stella Del Rock, 71. Six, Bad Boy Charlie, 19. Number seven, Osbed Trump, 51. Eight, Dog of the Fury, 6. Nine, Fantasy Girl, 41. 10, Kenning Hall is 750, 11 out. 12, Rooster Cogburn, 21. 13, Snugglebug, 19. 14 out. Favourite, 250, narrowly. Number three, Autumn Rain.
Yeah, but it's been the best back, Sean, by far. $3.70 they bet, and then went $3.80, and 2 hours ago they went $2.50, $2.40. So it's been had good support. Hashtag Vikings, $4 into $2.60. So he's been a good firm up, little firm up Dakota Fury, but she has had plenty of chances. $9, $6, and Kenning Hall, the 10 in, $11 into $7. But Autumn Rain and hashtag Viking, very good support on tab, and on 2, 3, 8, 10. I'm with the two hashtag Viking. I'm adding the take two horse coming out of the last meet near 13 days ago behind Bellamy. Look, he's a big fella. He had the track up wide. He looks like he's still got a lot to give. He was under pressure getting to the corner, but the more Peter Graham worked on him, the better he got going, and he really hit the line hard late. So I got him hard to beat. Two Autumn Rain. Look, she was huge on debut. She won second at Scone there behind the Cyprian, beat the 0.2 of the length and probably should have got the money. But then she went to Port Macquarie and she ran 9th of 10. She was beaten 10.8 lengths. The only thing I can put it down to off the replay, that she didn't handle the track whatsoever. She is certainly better than that. And she's only got a run up to her debut run and there's money for her on tab. So maybe forget her last run at Port. I give a chance around the 8th to go to Fury. Like I said, she has had a few chances, but it's very kick me, kicking away good. Got a couple of kilo weight drop from her last run at Port when she was wide the trip. And 10, Kenning Hall was a much improved run here, fourth up. This is fifth up here today and gets down to the 55 kilos. On with the two, but the three looks obviously hard to beat. 2, 3, 8, and 10 in race three.
The fourth, the two-year-old, one Hitman, 10, two Men in Tights, 10, three out. Four, Talis, 7, 5, Last Chance Dance, $1.75. Six, Rum Shaker is 19. Seven, Upper East Side, 12. Eight, Bold Rush, 15. Nine, Self Regard, 101. 10, Siriano, 650, 11 out. 12, Temptations, 101, 13 out. 14, Polarizer, 21, 15 out. And 16, Secret Mission, 101. Favourite, $1.75, 5, Last Chance Dance.
Yeah, it looks awfully hard to beat, Sean. Opened up at $2.20 this morning. They went $1.70, $5.70. And just crept out of that $1.75 right near. Little money for the 10, Siriano, $8 into $6.50. And Talis is $8 into $7. And Hitman, a little bit of support for the top of 11s into 10s, 5, 7, 4, and 10. Look, she looks awfully hard to beat, Last Chance Dance. She's had two runs. Well, she went around on the gym track in a Group 3 on debut, beaten 4.8 behind Catch Me. She went to the Wellington boot and beaten 4.6. And she went to Gosford in an open maiden behind Love My Cashiers, beaten 0.5 a length. Love My Cashiers has gone on to win since again. And she gets back from open maiden back to two-year-old company and draws a gate with 57 kilos. She looks very hard to beat. I love the run of the seven upper east side from the Kristen Buchanan. You know, he went around a pretty hot race on debut and didn't show up. They rode him off the speed in a 900-metre open maiden behind Brazen Pine, beaten 1.8. But I love the way he really got going late over the 900 metres. So he could be the big improver. Poor Talis, he did a good job. He had to work off the gate. He led, he rolled kick, and they run him down the last 200 metres. That run will bring him along. And the 10, Siriano, look, she's had four trials overall, and probably her last trial was her best trial at Gosford. She was only beaten 0.5 a length a couple of weeks ago and gets the gun gate from the Chris Lee stable. So obviously a filly just taking a while to put it all together. But like I said, her last trial was a lot better, and there's a little bit of support on tab for a 5, 7, 4, 10 in race four.
Race 5, one out, 2 Cartel, 340, 3 Bullseye score, 6, number 4, Naretva is 320, 5 Just Sizzling, 650, 6 Bachelor, 21, 7 out, 8 Kirk Ellis, 650, 9 Lingalonga Lass, $9, 10 out, 11 Kate's Pearl, 21, and 12 Kayla will do, 81. The favourite at 320, number 4, Naretva.
Good little horse too, Sean. There's money for him. $4.40 into $3.20, Cartel the 2, $5.340, so he's had support. Bullseye score, the 3 is $8 into $6, and just a little shorten up, Just Sizzling, $8.50 into $6.50. And I'm with Just Sizzling. I like that little bit of money coming for him, 5, 2, 4, 3. I thought his run had plenty of merit here the other day. Drew the 9 gate behind Casino Mondiale. He was beaten 1.6. Prior to that, he'd gone 12.50. I think he's just probably that little bit better horse, kept around the 1,000 metres as his form suggests. But He hasn't got nine alley today. He's got one alley with Buckley aboard, and he'd be stalking a quick speed here, and you would think he'd get a lovely running transit from the gate. To Cartel, he's had two runs back. He was terrific to win here first up, and one easy, and two winners have already come out of the race. And then he went to Newcastle, and he was beaten 7.2. But I just seen in the Stewart's report, he pulled up with a slow recovery rate. So probably you could forget that last run home track again in the good gate. Born the Retva. He's also likes to get back. He can hit the line, this guy. He's won two out of his last five. They have been at Port Macquarie, but the speed in the race will determine. I think the quicker they go, the better it'll suit him. Now, I want to have a look at this big fella, the three bullseye score. Lukey Thomas has got him now. He won a maiden here going back in December. They took him out to Inverell on Inverell Cup Day, and he got the money. But he's had a change of yard, and he's had one run for the new yard at Hawkesbury, and he set outside the leader and did a lot of work. So if he's improved off that, he's a big player because he's not a bad horse, and young CJ knows he's good. 5, 2, 4, and 3 in race 5.
Right, race 6, one Apache Junction, who's 19. Number 2, exit only, 151. 3, financial, 34. 4, Schnitzel Rain, 330. 5, Spender, 320. 6 out, 7, I was, 34. 8, Ludnam Last, 41. 9 out, number 10, Coherence, 126. 11, First Pirouette, 21. 12, Lily of China, 13. 13, Mill City, 280. 14, Agenda, 126. 15, The Outcast, 19. 16, Carlu Dreaming, 71. 17, 18 out, favourite, 280. Number 13, Mill City.
Had good support too, Sean. $3.50 into that 280, and Spender from the Jimmy Jarvis Yard, $3.50, 320. So a little move there. Schnitzel Rain. The 4 is $3.50, 330. No money for really anything else. Little tickle up, 15 Outcasts at the odds, $26 into $19. 4, 3, 5, 15 for me. I'm just with him, Schnitzel Rain. He's a former Victorian. Mark Quinn's got him. He had one run in Victoria. He was shipped up to Mark. He produced him at Fort and Lightning Alley, beating 0.1 of a length. He went back and got the job done, beating the Times Warp, and then went to Tamworth. And look, things never went right for him. He did protest against the winner over the alleged interference over that last 100 metres, and the protest was just dismissed. But I like the horse. I think he can work off the bad gate. He can just maybe park up. He probably doesn't have to lead. If he can find a lead on him, Benny, look, I bet it'd be all the better. Dangers of Mill City. She's had 4 runs back. And look, she went around in a 64 rating now today, beaten 2.8 lengths. Prior to that, she was placed at 1,500 metres in a Class 1. So she's coming off a 64 rating, getting to a Class 1 maiden play with 1.5 kilos over the limit. I can't work the weight out. She carried 57.5 and at 64 fillies and mares, but she's in a Class 1 with 55.5, so she's well weighted. Spender was really, really good to win at Grafton. He blew in Acreon right away, and prior to that, he'd run second behind Galway, and Galway's won a Class 1 since. So Jimmy Jarvis has got him going good. And I did also expect a little bit at the Outcast at 15. I know he's had a few chances, but a mile will suit him. And he's definitely not out of your playing your multiples. $26 in the 19, little move for him. 4.13, 5 and 15 in race 6, Sean.
All right, race 7 named after great man John Fletcher. 1 out, number 2 Cash Spinner, 61. 3 Shamisale is 290, 4 out. 5 Party Host, 480. 6 O Web Prada, 10. 7 Fast Quest, 23. 8 The Croc, 19. 9 Nashian, $6. 10 Salad Dodger is 8. 11 Starfest, 34. 12 Ghetto Boy, 13. 13 out, 14 Shadow Root, 23. 15 Mr. Hooterbell, 19. 16 Golden Words, 51. 17 One More, 34. And 18 is out. Favourite here, 290. Number 3. Chamisel could be the birthday present for Robert Thompson.
Yeah, it could be, and you're right with John Fletcher's funerals today. What a lovely man. I still remember, I reckon the last 20 years I've seen him at the Abbey. We saw him at the Abbey the last couple of years when we're there, Sean. Over
great
the draft. And, yeah, mate, just an absolute, and loved his racing, and it was a passion that he had, and he's going to be very, very sadly missed. So, to his wife and to all his family, our condolences go out. 6, 3, 9, 10. Look, I'm with Iwear Prada, the 6, 2 runs back. I think she's outstanding odds sitting on that $14 mark. There's a little move for her, $14 into $10. She's had 2 runs back. She was run off her legs at 1,000 metres, went to the Jardel Cup over 1,200 metres with 60 kilos and had to go back to last and found the line beaten 1.9. She's third up here today where she's a 2 times winner third up, and she drops 2.5 kilos. So look at the odds. I'm willing to gamble. No knocks on Chamisel here. Robert Thompson's ride. Johnny Sprague trains. He's a former Victorian. He's won a maiden. He's won a Class 2 his last 2. They've been at Port Macquarie, and they have been on rain-affected ground. He's going to get a different circuit today up on top of the ground, but I'd love to see him win for RT on his birthday. Nine Nashian, I thought she did an enormous job to win here, and I must say, a gun ride by Ben Locker. She had 14 gate. He put her straight into the winning position 150 metres after the start. But she's going good. Salad Dodger gets back from a mile back to 1,400 metres where plenty of speed. He's got a tendency to over race a little bit over the mile. But he may be the horse getting the sweet run off the quick speed. 6-3, 9 and 10 in race 7, Sean.
All right. Now, have you got a good thing for us?
Got one more to go, Sean.
Oh, sorry. You have the 8th.
We can get out now if you want, and we can go.
No, I was just looking ahead thinking, what have we got to fit in there? Now, the 8th, one Cliff's Choice, $7.52. Take to Heart, $3.30. 3 Dalet, $9.50. 4 Matakuri is $6. 5 Acid M, $4.20. 6 First Time Lucky, $7.50. 7 My Certain, $18. 8 Out, 9 Seething Jackal, $34. 10 Out. 11 Gypsy Queen is an $18 pop. Number 12, True Raider, $151. 13 Out. 14 Witty Woman, $71. 15 Pass of Gold, 151. 16 Hell of a Tale, 151. 17 Esplanade, 19 and 18 is out. $3.30 favourite, 2 Take to Heart.
Yeah, you want to know the flux on it, Sean? I'll give you $10, yeah. $6, $4.60, $4.20, $4.30. $10 into that 380 mark. Little money for a suit, and he got in as much as that 380, but he creeps out with the weight of the money for the 2. And Makuri, he's $5.50 at the $6. Best back runner by far, probably the best back runner all day. Take to Heart. I'm with 5. I'm sticking with him. 5-2-1-6. I'm with Asudami. He resumed first up. I had a good look at him in the yard. Nashi and beat him 0.5 a length when he run third. He had a bit of tidying up to do. The blinkers go on him here today. Bucko sticks with him. He's probably got a sticky gait, but hopefully he's improved a bit off that first up run. And if he has done that, I think he'd be hard to beat. Look, with him saying that, the 2 Take to Heart. Samantha Clinton rides for Adam Duggan. She debuted at Wong. She got the job done there in a 5-horse field. But there's 2 winners come out of the race. She had a good break, came back. A run Kimber Grange was huge. She was midfield and hit the line really good in a 64 rating. She gets back to fillies and, well, class 1 here, favour the 12.50. So, and the money's come for her. So that she's going to be hard to beat. Cliff's Choice, I love his run last night. He did the work over 1,300 metres in front, and he's run down late, beaten 0.2 of a length. He comes back in distance, back in grade from a good gate. And 6 first time lucky, Barry Ratcliffe's little bloke. He's doing a really good job, this little horse, and he's not badly placed here under the weight scale with 57. 5-2, 1-6 in the last, Sean.
All right, what stands out?
By 2 horses, race 4, number 5, Last Chance Dance. And I'm pretty keen on this horse in the last. I know the money's come for take two to Heart, but I'm pretty keen on race 8, number 5, Asudam, with the blinkers going on, and hopefully he's improved off the first up run. Race 4, 5, race 8, 5. Quaddy numbers will go 5, 2, and 4 in the first leg, 4, 13, 5, second leg, 6, 3, and 9 in that third leg, and 5, 2, 1, 6 in that last leg, Sean. But beautiful conditions, no reason why we couldn't find some winners, and tracks in great order, and Robert Thompson will be here on his birthday, and let's hope he can ride it with him, mate.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, Gary. Look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
See you, Sean.
Gary Cleasy, it's 29-11, Sky Sports Radio.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one sale of its type. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale, May 22-24 on the Gold Coast. Over 725 lots by a record 119 individual sires, including 28 exciting first-season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Fiero, Zoo Star, Seasons Bloom and Red Cell. It's also the premier sale for Pinhook Success. View the online catalogue now at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale on the Gold Coast, May 22-24. The biggest, the best.
It's 29-11 at the Sky Sports Radio, and we're going to check out with Amanda Round in a moment. We'll look at harness racing. But let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. For South Sydney, a second on the ladder on for and against alone after a 32-16 win over the Cowboys. The Roosters are on top, though, but did it the hard way with the NRL's Magic Round turning into an injury nightmare. The Roosters losing Boy Cordner, Latrell Mitchell and Daniel Tupou in their 30-24 win. Cordner is unlikely to play this week, while the Roosters are confident Tupou hasn't suffered anything serious today.